20 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Civic Media App.
Find out what's going on in the world, the state,
and in your own backyard.
This is a Civic Media Network News Update.
It's 8 o'clock. Good morning. I'm Terry Bell, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Two Wisconsin congressmen are throwing their support to Jim Jordan to be Speaker of the U.S. House. Stuart J. Waddles reports.
Republicans Scott Fitzgerald and Tom Tiffany say Jordan is their choice over Steve Scalise. Tiffany tells WISN-TV's Up Front that his caucus will work through its differences.
We understand it's not a good look last week, and we have to show that we can work for the American people, and I believe that we can do that.
Republicans abruptly voted Kevin McCarthy out of the speakership last week. Democrat Mark Pocan says it's possible but not likely that another candidate could emerge who could win.
If some moderate Republicans are tired of the civil war that's going on in their party and would like to come by, I'll sit down with any of them and talk to them why I think it would be wiser to have functioning government.
A vote is expected as early as Wednesday. Stuart J. Waddles, Civic Media News.
The Wisconsin Supreme Court will take up a challenge to legislative district maps, and Justice Janet Protasiewicz will not recuse herself. Republicans have said they'd move to impeach the new liberal justice if she did not take herself off a redistricting case. When she ran for office, she called the Republican-drawn maps rigged. Wisconsin Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says he won't consider impeaching Elections Commission Administrator Megan Wolf until after a lawsuit that seeks to make it clear whether Wolf is a lawful holdover in the position.
The idea is we're not impeaching somebody who's in the job lawfully. They're not there. So I think that's what the Senate acted on. They didn't confirm her. So that's the action that we're going to follow.
That's Voss speaking with Channel 27 in Madison. Meanwhile, Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call wants a judge to declare that Wolf can keep her job as a holdover based on a Wisconsin Supreme Court ruling from last year. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services is taking applications from providers who want to join a nationwide model to improve Alzheimer's care. The Mayo Clinic's Angela Lundy says the broader care system for those patients is fragmented. She says families are sometimes kept waiting a long time after getting a diagnosis.
There are resources that are available and out there for individuals, and sometimes those resources are just not something that families are aware of.
Health systems will be incentivized with reimbursements to adopt the frameworks. Wisconsin will split $49.5 million with every other state in a settlement with software company Blackbaud. That's for a 2020 ransomware event that exposed the personal information of millions of Americans. Under the settlement, Blackbaud has also agreed to overhaul its data security and breach notification practices. Wisconsin's share is nearly $800,000. And that's what Wisconsin needs to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. The Shriners Hospital is celebrating their 100th anniversary. They'll have a celebration at Arnott Lions Park in Stevens Point, October 14th and 15th. The Holiday Spirits Craft Vendor and Music event will benefit Zor Funsters and Shriners Hospital for Children. Free parking and free admission to this fun event, but bring your own lawn chair. They'll have musical acts on the stage and special attractions and treats for the kids. Saturday is costume dress-up day, and they'll have food and beverage concessions for sale. The new mural in Rome is complete. They had a Meet the Artist event on Saturday, where people could meet Kibba Freeman and have free pizza and ice cream. The mural on the town's Public Works building spans 2,000 square feet and took almost 200 cans of spray paint to complete. It includes several well-known landmarks, including ATVs, deer, fishing, and golf. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI, Civic Media News.
The Bucks win their preseason opener. Good morning, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks kicked off their preseason with a 105-102 win over the Bulls at Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee. Forward Jay Crowder had 10 points in 20 minutes of play and was asked why he decided to re-sign with the Bucks.
Just the guys. That was my first initial reaction. I felt like we have what it takes just about us doing it. Yeah, I was comfortable with the locker room. I like how they greeted me. I like everything about the work environment, and I wanted to give it another good shot.
Chris Middleton did not play. He's coming off that knee surgery, but says he's on track to play in the season opener when the Bucks host the 76ers on October 26th. College football, the Badgers beat Rutgers 24-13. Wisconsin's head coach Luke Fickell after the win.
I had some concerns, obviously, coming off of a bye week. Those are the things that kind of ring in your head about, okay, now we got to come out here. We got to play well. We got to start fast. You know, you got a team that's coming in here that's played really well all year, manages a game, is going to do some things that I thought were going to put us in a tough situation, limiting possessions and stuff like that. But came out the first half, played really well. Defensively played exceptional. You know, and obviously the pick six right there before half, I think, is the difference in the ballgame.
Badgers improved to 4-1. Rutgers is now 4-2. Up next, Wisconsin hosts the Iowa Hawkeyes this Saturday at 1 o'clock. NFL, it's the Packers and the Raiders tonight on Monday Night Football. Kickoff at 7:15. At 1-3, the Raiders are desperate for a win at home. The Packers are 2-2. They head into the bye after this week. There's a lot of former Raiders now in Green Bay, like safety Dalen Leavitt, returner and defensive back Keyshawn Nixon, and special teams and assistant head coach Rich Bisaccia. I asked Matt LaFleur about it.
All those guys made big-time contributions for us. It's awesome to have a guy like Rich. In my opinion, the best at what he does. Quite frankly, I think personally he should be a head coach in this league. And obviously Dalen and Keyshawn and Sewell was there as well. Have all made big time contributions for us.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio. Got your host, James J. I am joined by Melissa K.
Good morning.
Seth Haphagger.
Good morning.
And our good friends from the Weather Eye Weather Center. Good morning over there.
Good morning. It's Michael Carrer here filling in this morning, and actually tomorrow as well.
Yeah, Michael, thank you so much for joining us. I remember being told that on Friday. We appreciate you joining us. How you been, Michael?
I've been doing just great.
Good, good. What's Mother Nature got in store for us?
Well, a little bit on the cooler side of average, pretty much for the remainder of the work week. About as mild as we're going to get will be some upper 50s for highs on Wednesday. For today, I think we'll top off only in the lower range of the 50s for highs by this afternoon. And even cold enough, we can have some lingering patchy frost just over the next hour or two here yet this morning. Otherwise, we'll call it a mixture of clouds and sunshine for today, headed up to right around 52 degrees by this afternoon. A little bit breezy later on as well, those northwest winds increasing to around 10 to 20 miles per hour. Then for tonight, partly to mostly cloudy skies, again some patchy frost possible late as lows drop back to 33. Tuesday, cloudy but dry weather conditions, still not much milder with a high of only 51. We'll see some sunshine though making a return on Wednesday, helping the temperatures out just a little bit there, upper 50s for highs on Wednesday. And then for Thursday and into your Friday time frame, as an area of low pressure works just off to our south, we do pick up a decent chance for some rain showers there. Thursday calling for a high of 55. Pretty rainy and breezy on Friday with lower 50s for highs, and still could have some lingering showers, especially into the start of your upcoming weekend. I think Saturday will be the wetter of the 2 days. Highs once again in the lower 50s. Sunday, any showers at this point looking to stay pretty hit or miss, so I think we'll manage at least some dry time there on Sunday, with highs still a touch below average in the lower 50s. For the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Michael Carrer.
Not bad, Michael. I think we'll keep that one. I think we'll keep it. Okay, we can throw away our receipts. We're going to keep that one. Thank you, Michael. We appreciate you. We'll talk more tomorrow.
All right. I think we're going to lose some leaves today, it sounds like, with those winds picking up.
Ooh. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm enjoying this, though, this part of the process.
Well, it's nice to have, like, its own season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Like, it's very different from everything
else. I don't
want
80-degree days in fall. I just don't.
That seems weird.
It does.
It really does.
But it'd be nice if we could, you know, keep the 60s and 50s for a little while.
Yes. Wouldn't mind that. We got fun lined up for you today, everybody. We're going to get into some good stuff. In this hour alone, we've got some interesting stuff to get to. We got Misty's menu coming up in just a little bit for you. Amish cell phone use. We're going to talk about that. That's coming up.
Yes, we do.
The sexiest, funniest, and smartest sounding accents in the world.
Ooh. Okay.
That is coming up as well.
Nice.
It is a Monday, and of course, you know how the 9 o'clock hour kicks off. Tell me something good. The kitchen's open. Going to be kicking off our 9 o'clock hour. Looking forward to that one. Got a really nice one lined up for you today. Then we'll touch on a little bit of entertainment news. I want to make sure that we have time for the top 20 pieces of advice we'd give our younger selves.
Ooh. Ooh.
Don't do that to your hair. Don't do that to your hair. That's
number one.
Number one.
Just always.
Why? Why did you do that to your hair, James? Why did you? That's number one on my list.
You're going out wearing that?
Yeah, yeah. That's going to be fun to get into. All that. And of course, we wrap up our show the way we do with that ain't right story or two. And of course, some local good stories of the day. In our entertainment section, I want to hear a little bit about how Blight Spirit went. If you don't mind me putting you on the spot a little bit, Melissa, I just want to ask how the show went. Looking forward to that, and we'll be talking more about that in that hour. We're also going to mention the Wisconsin Rapids Dog Park opening up real soon. Ooh. We've got some other great information, too, and got a great note from one of our listeners, Melissa, too, that I would like to touch on. We ran out of time on Friday. Mm-hmm. When you left us in the 9 o'clock hour, the inmates were in charge, and we just...
Things fell apart?
Yeah, it usually
happens that way. Yeah.
You're very important, Melissa. I don't know if we tell you that enough. But
you don't. Please tell me more.
Yes, we will. I'm just going to call you up, and I'm going to leave a voicemail so that you just always have constantly the voicemail of my appreciation of you.
Just replay it whenever, you know?
On WizCountry 105.5, we have our segment of our National Day of Calendar. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of fun with there on that, and if you missed that segment or enjoy that segment, I encourage you to listen 7 to 8 to WizCountry 105.5 WIRI Sunrise Show. If you are listening, one of the things you know about today, maybe you already know already, is today is Indigenous Peoples Day. Mm-hmm. I thought that this would be a great place to start our show. We love random and weird and fun facts around here. Let's get into some American facts. Let's get into some Native American facts. Our dive history. Into some of this. Native Americans spoke more than 300 languages. Mm-hmm. A huge number of spoken languages prior to colonization, more than 300 with as many as 500 spoken across the continent. Wow. However, many of those languages have disappeared as a result of the assimilation policies by the government. Mm-hmm. In 1868, President Ulysses S. Grant declared that in beginning the 1800s, Native Americans were displaced from their communities and moved into reservations.
Yep.
And children were taken to Indian boarding schools and educated in English. It wasn't until 1972, when Congress passed the Indian Education Act, that Native American tribes were permitted to teach their own languages.
It's crazy.
1972. It's been like, even been 100 years since that has been a thing. The first newspaper in a Native American language began published in 1828.
Ooh, cool.
Prior to colonization, Native American languages were originally transmitted. After the arrival of Europeans, several tribes began to adopt writing systems.
That's right. They were pre-writing. They didn't have a written language.
Yeah,
that's
just
fascinating.
Just a spoken language.
Mm-hmm. On February 21st, in 1828, the first edition of the Cherokee Phoenix was published in the Cherokee capital of Nueka, Georgia. The first bilingual newspaper in the United States.
Wow.
I did not know that.
That's fascinating.
That is interesting.
It was printed in both English and Cherokee.
Mm-hmm.
And just to extend that a little bit more, if you want right now, you can go to CherokeePhoenix.org and you can still keep up on these.
Oh, it's still around.
They're still doing it.
Oh, that's
still
so
doing
cool.
It. I got that bookmarked. I'm looking at that the rest of my life. That is it's a really cool page.
Mm-hmm.
Not only learning more about Native American culture, but news of like their top headline: Cherokee couple shares a bounty grown from the CN heirloom seeds. Like articles like this that you wouldn't get maybe in other newspapers.
Well, you wouldn't get them anywhere else. Yeah.
It's a pretty cool article, or a pretty cool thing right there.
Mm-hmm.
There are 574 federally recognized tribes in the United States.
Wow.
Wow, that's a lot.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever seen a map of all of the different tribes laid out across the United States? They're really cool.
Like a modern one, like what's right now?
Well,
it
used to be.
One. Yeah, oh, I see.
Historical
yes, that
one
is very
of
cool.
all of those different tribes.
Yes, I have. And those are amazing.
Yeah.
Of those 574, 229 are found in Alaska. California has the second highest number of federally recognized tribes with 109, as well as the largest Native American population of any state.
Mm, that makes sense.
And as of 2020, 66 tribes have received state recognition in 13 states.
Okay.
But it does also acknowledge the historical and contemporary existence of certain tribes that are no longer with us.
Yes, right.
Obviously, and I think pretty commonly, and maybe some of the most common history of Native Americans is the crops that they cultivated.
Yes.
Oh, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
So many of them that we learned. In fact,
colonists wouldn't have survived without them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a very good point.
It was estimated that as much as 60% of the global food supply was based on crops that originated in North America.
Wow.
Corn was created by indigenous farmers in southern Mexico and Guadalupe before perhaps 10,000 years ago.
10,000 years ago. Amazing.
Crazy.
And I found this one. As far as the tribes go, I almost forgot this. Wisconsin, 11. Wisconsin is home to 11 federally recognized tribes.
Okay.
Bad River Band of Lake Superior Chippewa, Ho-Chunk Nation, Lakota Aurelius Band of Lake Superior Chippewa, Lac du Flambeau Band of Lake Superior Chippewa, Menominee Tribe of Wisconsin, Oneida Nation, Forest County Potawatomi, Red Cliff Band of Lake Superior.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yep.
Wow.
Get them all in there. Wanted to. Where was that? I'm going to mispronounce this, and I apologize. Even though I really tried, everybody, I really, really tried. I even had a
how to pronounce?
But the Hondonossi Confederacy is one of the oldest living democracies in the world.
Wow.
Wow.
Also called the Arrogus Confederacy by the French, the Arrogus Confederacy was formed by five tribal nations, Mohawk, Oneida, Onondaga, Cayuga, and Seneca. Mm-hmm. Some researchers believe it was founded in 1142, while the Confederacy itself says it had existed since time immemorial.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So many of our democracy came
a
from
a lot of
Native
ideas
American.
Came from there, absolutely.
Yeah.
And let me see. Native Americans were granted American citizenship in 1924. I would have been very confused by that if I was a Native American.
Yeah.
Wait, what? But I was already here. Wait,
yeah.
Shouldn't I be actually making you guys prove that you're American?
You'd think, right?
American Indian Day started in the early 1900s.
Okay.
And in 1916, Red Fox James, a member of the Blackfeet Nation, rode horseback from state to state to gather endorsements from 24 governments to establish a day to honor American Indians.
Hmm.
Wow. It's been around for a long time.
And how he made this, like on
amazing,
horseback, yeah.
Traveling. It's a heck of a story.
It's pretty darn cool.
Yeah.
That is pretty darn cool. Obviously, Columbus didn't discover anything. Native Americans were granted citizenship in 24, as I mentioned there, with the Indian Citizen Act. They were given the right to vote. They were not also given the right to vote in 1924. It took 40 years for all 50 states to allow voting rights.
Jeez.
And how about our language? Mm-hmm. When English explorers first arrived in North America, their first encounters were with the Algolian people. Not surprisingly, many Algolian words were adopted by the English, including chocolate, potato, poncho, pecan, however.
Oh.
Chipmunk.
Nice.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Our language is so much richer because of the native languages. That's why it's so cool. The assimilation is really interesting.
And there's a lot of other things, too, out there, everybody.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of other great random and interesting things to learn about. Cherokee is the largest tribal grouping. The three largest Native American tribal groupings are Cherokee, Navajo, and Latin and American Indian tribes.
Mm-hmm.
Native people have many unique languages, and some of that we are trying to keep alive here in this state.
Yes, that's true.
And there's so many wonderful authors as well. If you visit our library, I know that they're the one that they were highlighting during the recent book festival here was The Firestarter's Daughter, and I don't remember the author's name. Angeline Bissonnette, maybe?
Yeah.
Or something like that. Just the books about, you know, written by the people of their history are fascinating to read.
Joy Hargrove is one of my top 10 favorite authors.
Wow.
And I would encourage you to check her out easily. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's an incredible writer. Navajo people were crucial during the World War II effort. Many of the code talkers, there's been Wind Talkers, I think there was a movie made on it.
Yes,
and everything.
There was. Yeah.
That has been covered a bit, but just to put it out there for those that may have not known.
Because the language could not be translated. They didn't know how to translate. No one in Europe knew how to translate
it. Yeah, they couldn't break
the code. They couldn't figure it out. Yep.
And we owe our constitution to the Iroquois, as I mentioned them before.
Iroquois,
as I mentioned before. The great law of peace, the constitution that governed their confederacy, Benjamin Franklin was said to have studied it in detail as inspiration for the constitution we adhere to today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow.
Amazing.
It really goes. you cannot, I don't know how you can take pride and wear your American flag or have it on your car or hanging off your house or anything like that and not care about this subject, not care mm-hmm. about this day. And to put a little time and effort into learning more about it.
For sure.
Doing whatever you can to preserve and encourage and keep this mm-hmm. history alive. Yes, it is specifically Native Americans' history. I would like to think that most Americans can consider this part of their history, too.
It's yep. the history of the land.
Yep. 100%.
And it falls on all of us. This does mm-hmm. not just fall on Native Americans to keep this history alive. Mm-hmm. This is on every one of us to be able to do that. Mm-hmm. We are going to take a quick commercial break, come back, and we're going to get into some celebrating with Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club on The Morning Show at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
It's a beautiful day at Misty's Menu, where the food is homemade and the people are friendly. The kind of place where the waitress knows your name and always greets you with a smile. The coffee is hot, the pancakes are fluffy, and the pies are homemade with love. It's not just the food, but the people who make and serve it that make Misty's Menu special. It's the kind of food that brings back memories of Sunday dinners at Grandma's house. So stop on down to Misty's Menu and experience the warmth and charm of a small-town cafe. They'll be waiting for you. Misty's Menu, Highway 13 South, Wisconsin Rapids.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. A frost advisory continues until 9 a.m. this morning. Partly cloudy skies today with daytime highs approaching 51. Winds out of the northwest 10 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected tonight, lows around 33. Overcast skies tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 51. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 34.
It is time to do some celebrating with our good friends over at Misty's Menu. We encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over to Misty's. They're open right now till 2, open 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. If you get there, wish them a great day from all of us here at WFHR. I thought it was his birthday today, and I just happened to see one. That's kind of fitting. That worked out.
All right.
We'll get to that in a moment. First off, we got to get to our local birthdays. And we want more local birthdays, everybody. Get them to us. Send them to info@WFHR.com, james.mailoff@civicmedia.us. You can, of course, direct message us on Facebook. Boy, there was another way. Morse code. No, it wasn't Morse code. Smoke signals. No, it wasn't smoke signals. There's another way.
Telephone. Is it that newfangled invention telephone. Called the telephone?
What's this? Is telephone? It, how do you say that? Telewan?
Telewho? Telephone?
Telephone. Gotcha.
Telephone. There you okay. go.
715-424-2600. 424-2600. Feel free to call up and join the conversation. We know what it's like. You got those birthdays or anniversaries, and you've been looking forward to it, and then you forgot to send it to us. Go ahead and get it to us that way. And, of course, you can just do a one-touch if you have the Civic Media app.
That's right.
That's right. Call right up, text, whatever. We'll find a way to get it. And I want to take a minute here and say, what other local radio show does this anymore besides us? I want to know. Anyone else does this? No one. That's because... we're local, and we can do this.
Yes,
we can. Yes.
And help us continue to do so, everybody. Get us these birthdays and anniversaries. Like our two qualifiers today did, we have two names on the list. Melissa, give me a one or two.
Two.
Gives us that qualifier. We can go right into the celebrating. And we first up wish a happy birthday to Kathy Cronston.
Happy birthday, Kathy.
Happy birthday.
We wish you the best of days, Kathy. Enjoy. Mm-hmm. Mm. And our qualifier today, Zach Fuller.
Zach, congratulations.
Enjoy, Zach.
Not enough Zachs in the world.
No, I like Zachary. No, I like the name. I like the name, Zachary. It's a good name. Good name.
It's always last on the list.
It does start with a Z. But very happy birthday to Zach Fuller, our qualifier today. We dive into a little bit of country, news here, and birthdays, local birthdays. I say country because first up is country singer Megan Maroney.
Oh, there you go.
26, Tennessee Orange, her big hit.
Gee, I wonder if that's about the University of Tennessee. I wonder if, if that's...
Scotty McCready, we mentioned, is 30 today. I just feel very old from that. only because he was born in 93.
I know. Really wait a minute.
It really threw me. Let's see. Nick Swarsden is 47. Gary on Comedy Central's Typical Rick. He was on Reno 911 a little bit too.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Sean Lennon is 48 today. John and Yoko's son.
Wow, 48.
Really? Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh. I just realized that. Yeah, he's around our age, and I didn't realize. Oh, wow.
Not their only, their youngest son?
That was the only child they had together.
That was the only child they had. Yeah, yep. Mm-hmm. And I'm not sure what he has really done, but I wish him credit. I wish him nothing but greatness.
You find him in a lot of, I believe, actually, he has dual American and Japanese
American, citizenship. British, yep. Musician, songwriter, producer, and multi-instrumentalist.
Yes, he's become quite the producer, and he's got a couple of groups that he hangs with. They put out some really cool music, too.
I got to check that out more. Yeah. I know during History 101, Rock History 101, this came up. And I remember also seeing a lot of pictures over the years of him and Julian together. That they're close.
Which is so cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Two very different situations growing up, you know, and it's really amazing.
It wouldn't be shocking to see, like, because we see brothers and sisters and all that stuff fighting all the time and everything. For that one, they had quite a different, difficult dynamic.
Oh, for sure.
And that they're so close is pretty cool.
Mm-hmm, that is.
Let's see here. Brandi Clark is 48, country singer.
Country singers today.
Steve Burns is 50 today, the original host of Blue's Clues. Everybody grab your handy-dandy notebook. I'll let you know what the clues are coming up in a little bit. He was phenomenal. He is right up there, and I am going to get some people mad at me for this one, but as a guy who raised two kids loving Blue's Clues, I have no problem putting him right a step, not in the same echelon, but right below Mr. Rogers. I put him right below Mr. Rogers.
You get a lot of agreement, I think, with people on that one. So I really do.
Steve is auditioning for this role, and like a lot of actors, desperate for a role.
Right.
You know, but they have this guy that come in, and it's down to him and this other guy, and this guy comes in, and he is the typical Hollywood handsome. Lockjaw, blonde hair, blue eyes, all of that. He doesn't feel like he has a chance at this. And what the final thing was, you go out there and you do some Blue's Clues in front of some kids.
Oh, wow.
And see how the kids respond to this and everything. And so the first guy went out there and said, hey, guys, let's try to find, you know, help me find this backpack or whatever. Mm-hmm. And the kids were kind of into it and everything. They got up and like this and that. Steve comes in. You guys, I can't find the backpack. Can you help me? Can you help me find the backpack? And he broke it. He got right to the kids.
Yep.
He looked them right in the eyes. And he asked them to help him. He asked them to work with him. Mm-hmm. And just the little things that he did on that show that he had the insight of. No producer told him. No writer told him. He thought of. Mm-hmm. Like, really better at the job than I think gets credit for.
Yeah, it sounds like he had that natural affinity for it, too, which is very important. Yeah,
he still does. I guess he does, like, TikToks and everything all the time for kids and stuff. Like, he's still doing that kind of thing, yeah. The great, the wonderful P.J. Harvey is 54 today.
Oh, Polly Jean. Oh, man. I love her.
God, awesome. I love P.J. Harvey. Mm-hmm. This is Love, Down by the Water.
Down by the Water is a classic.
Doesn't get credit for being the great guitar player she is. Mm-hmm. Great guitar player. Very. She reminds me of Brandi Clark a little bit, where nowadays it seems like Brandi's getting a lot more credit than P.J. ever did.
Mm-hmm.
But very similar in so many ways. One of the best directors in the world today, Guillermo del Toro, is 59.
Oh, wow.
Genius. I have no problem saying that. Genius writer, director, producer, The Shape of Water, Pan's Labyrinth, the Blade movies, Hellboy movies.
Does his thing.
Yeah, he really does.
And his things are so original, so different, the way he does things. It's amazing.
Yeah. And let's see here. Tony Shalhoub is 70. Oh, I got to tell my dad. Two of my
Green
dads,
Bay's own, yes. Tony Shalhoub.
Yeah. No matter how many Emmys he won for Monk, he will always be Antonio on Wings, or the guy in Galaxy Quest, or
Tony. What a great story, man. He's such a great actor.
He. I watched Wings with my Aunt Pat a little bit growing up. And I remember him being my favorite part of the show, especially coming in from an Italian household.
Yeah, right.
And we just thought, oh, well, this guy, man, how good he is with English, considering he's an Italian actor. Had no idea.
He's from Wisconsin. Yeah, had no idea.
No, that's how good Tony Shalhoub is.
Yes.
And as bad as that theme song for Monk is, that show is legend. That show is legend.
And he played that character so well.
I love my dad's maybe his favorite show and his palate cleanser. If my dad needs a pick me up, he's watching Monk. Our favorite episodes are the ones with John Turturro when his brother was John Turturro was his brother on the show. Oh my God, just so good.
Oh,
so good.
Oh man, they could be brothers. They really could.
Sharon Osbourne is 71 today.
Wow.
You don't get Ozzy without Sharon.
That's right.
Ozzy be the first one to tell you
for
that.
For good and bad.
Yes, yes. We would have lost Ozzy probably sometime in the 70s.
Oh, yes.
If it wasn't for Sharon.
Very long
and he'd
gone.
Be the first one to admit that. Mm-hmm. Quite the... Boy, you don't get, I don't think we understand how much she has helped make that man where he is today. Mostly, obviously, with, marketing agent-wise and those kind of things. But at a day and age when it wasn't easy for a woman in that industry.
Oh, like, no.
You were going to listen to Sharon Osbourne. You were going to hear her out. You were going to... and some people no longer with us. And this is where it gets interesting because we mentioned this a couple of times. Born on this day, John Lennon. 1940, passed away in 1980.
Mm-hmm.
My middle name comes from Mr. Lennon.
I did not know John and Sean shared a birthday.
I didn't know that either.
I did not know that.
That's really beautiful, actually.
That's really cool.
Also interesting to me that Tony Shalhoub, one of my dad's favorite actors, and
one of his favorite musicians, right? Yeah.
And I don't even know if it's a question. I mean, I think John Lennon's easily, by far and away, not only his favorite musician, one of his favorite writers, one of his, my middle name is John.
That tells you something, right?
Yeah. I think that John Lennon, more and more as we go, we get farther and farther away from the peak of the Beatles and the peak of Lennon's popularity, becomes more and more what a prime example of taking people, the good, the bad, and everything with them. Mm-hmm. And can you? There's a line in the sand for a lot of us, and there's certain things that... You can stomach, and there's certain things you can't. And I think an artist like him, where it comes to that amount of talent, that whether you like him or not, you cannot deny. But there's also some off-the-field issues that are very, very, very troublesome and bothersome. So, balancing that. And it's such an integral thing, such a vital thing as we go forward in society from 23 on, how we handle these things. Because, spoiler alert, everybody, you're going to meet your heroes more and more now than ever. And they're not perfect.
They're going to have clay feet. Yep.
Imagine if Mother Teresa was on social media. Like... I say that jokingly,
yep.
But I guarantee you that her legacy isn't the same as it is now.
Probably
and I'm
not
even saying that she would do or say anything bad.
Mm-hmm.
She could do nothing. She could be one of these people that has two tweets in her whole life, but one of those tweets is going to offend somebody and bug somebody. I don't like that Mother Teresa. I don't know about her. That's where we are in society.
Mm-hmm.
So balancing this is crucial to going forward, because if we're going to damn everybody, guess what? We're all going down. So it's important to be able to balance these things and know where your line in the sand is and respect people's line in the sand. For some people, they may be okay with this artist, but other people might not be.
Yep.
And I think it's important for us to be able to respect each other with that.
Mm-hmm.
Takes 2 seconds and you move on. We are going to move on. I'm done rambling.
Moving on.
You can come back, everybody. I'm done rambling. You're done. Want to send a big shout out to Kathy Cronstadt.
Happy birthday, Kathy.
Happy birthday.
And a happy birthday to our qualifier, Zach Fuller.
Happy birthday, Zach.
Congratulations, Zach.
Get some pie.
Yeah, yes. Treat yourself. Get on over to Misty's and get some good pie in you.
Celebrate your name.
Yes, yes. Get on over there. Celebrate with our friends at Misty's Menu. They're open right now till 2, open 6 to 2, 7 days a week, and 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. Got Melissa's news coming up next here at WFHR.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. A crash in the early hours this morning has caused the closure of State Highway 73 on both north and southbound lanes. The shutdown is between County Highway A and State Highway 80 in the township of Wood. Traffic is being detoured around the closure for traffic heading westbound on County Highway A north, then County Highway C west, and Wisconsin 80 south. If you're heading east, the detour is the same in reverse. 3 people were arrested in Nacoosa after a search warrant found illegal drugs. On Friday, October 6th,
The Nacusa Police Department found the largest quantity of fentanyl ever seized in Nacusa, along with methamphetamine, psilocybin, and THC, less than a quarter mile from a school and the community center. Spencer K. Lewis, age 36, Stephanie C. Braxma, age 48, and Jesse J. Ewan, age 43, were taken into custody and have all been booked into the Wood County Jail. One person is under arrest after a vehicle was shot in a car chase that spanned two counties. Marathon County 911 dispatch received the call a little before 9 p.m. on Friday. The caller said their vehicle was hit by gunfire and they were also shot. They were able to pull over and received medical attention from first responders in Lincoln County. They were transported to a local hospital for treatment. Multiple additional calls came in regarding the shooting and the suspect vehicle was identified by police. The Wausau Police Department attempted to deploy a tire deflation device, but the suspect vehicle avoided them and continued to run. A Lincoln County deputy disabled the suspect's vehicle with their patrol vehicle in the city of Wausau. The deputy suffered minor injuries from the crash. The suspect, 41-year-old Zachariah Green from Tony, Wisconsin, was arrested. Charges are being recommended of attempted homicide and first-degree recklessly endangering safety, among others, to the Marathon County DA's office. A section of Highway 51 was closed down on Friday for 3 hours to facilitate the investigation. I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
Do you have questions about your retirement? Ameriprise Financial Advisors Shannon Moon and Jason Kramer can help. With the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach, you'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap to get you where you want to go. Call Shannon and Jason today at 715-421-2250. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, a registered investment advisor. A proud sponsor of Badger Football.
The Arts Council presents Sean Johnson and the Big Band Experience. Live at the Performing Arts Center, Wisconsin Rapids, Thursday, October 12th. She said, "Hey, Bossanova, baby, keep on working, bro. There's ain't no time to quit." Get your tickets at savorthearts.com or call 715-424-2787. Sean Johnson and the Big Band Experience, October 12th.
Spider-Man. Spider-Man.
The Arts Council, your performing arts connection.
Please join the leadership team from Coldwell Banker Seward Realtors and tune in to Let's Talk Real Estate. Our next show is coming up and we'll be talking about those things that are important to you, whether you're a buyer or seller. So please tune in on Tuesday afternoons at 3:30, where we'll be highlighting all things real estate.
Coldwell Banker Seward Realtors is your trusted source for real estate solutions. Tuesday afternoon at 3:30, right here on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM, WFHR.
Teachers, learners, schools, and communities have never faced more challenges than they do in 2023. Is education a matter of national security? Major elections, artificial intelligence, educator shortages, these issues have serious implications. Dr. Tim Slecker and Dr. Johnny Lupinacci break it down every Tuesday night at 7 p.m. for you and your neighbor. Busted Pencils on the Civic Media Network.
Find previous shows and more at civicmedia.us.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. A frost advisory continues until 9 a.m. this morning. Partly cloudy skies today with daytime highs approaching 51. Winds out of the northwest 10 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected tonight, lows around 33. Overcast skies tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 51. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 34.
Yeah, little Halloween bumpers for you. We're going to be including more of these as we go forward.
Yes.
Welcome back, everybody, to the morning show here at WFHR.
Locally grown radio.
I wish I could
The Monster Mash.
I wish I could do a really good Vincent Price impression. Like, I would love to find somebody that could do a great Vincent Price impression.
That would be cool. That's a tough one. He's got a tough voice to copy.
Pam, can we get Bill Hader? Can we? No? Okay. All right. We'll keep trying. We have been trying, and we are finally here, everybody. WizCountry.com/chicken. Bookmark that page. Mm-hmm. Get on over there. You got until now, until Halloween.
Yes. Well, I think technically the 29th, but yes.
Yeah. You know, you're right. You're right. The 29th. We will be announcing the winner, naming in the morning of Halloween on Tuesday, October 31st. We'll announce this on the Sunrise Show from 7 to 8. And, of course, we'll mention it once again over here. But you can hear it first over on Wiz Country 105.5 WIRI. Join us 7 to 8 Monday through Friday over there. A big congratulations to everybody that turned in names, and I mean everybody.
Oh,
thank
you.
The names were fun.
Yeah. They were. They were a lot of fun.
So many great options.
You can go over there right now and choose between Wisco Chick, Winston Von Kluck, and Agatha.
I love them.
All good. All good.
Oh, our listeners are the best.
I'm so glad we don't have to decide. You guys right? have
yeah,
to.
Yeah, you guys
it was
got
hard
that.
Enough to narrow it down.
Yeah. It really was. There was some inner conflict, some crying, some fighting, some screaming.
Maybe a little disagreement.
Yeah.
Not between me and Seth, though, surprisingly.
No. Shockingly, you guys were fine. It was Melissa and I that got into it a little bit. Don't mess with Melissa.
He has a hard head, guys. Yeah. He really does. He's not kidding when he says that, and I have bruises.
I was
going to
say, your
it.
Knuckles are a little sore.
Yeah, right? Morning.
I didn't know she had that good of a left. I did not know. Go to wizcountry.com/chicken to get in on this. A shout out to everybody behind the scenes that made this possible.
Yes. Thank you, Rebecca Sullivan.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Rebecca. We appreciate you and all the other great people that worked so hard on this one. Great work, everybody. Mm-hmm. You again, get on over there and get into the naming. It's going to be a lot of fun. We can't go wrong. Any of those names, I'm fine with any of those
too.
Names.
I can handle that.
Amish cell phone use. Last Wednesday, everyone's cell phone blared with the emergency alert test. It interrupted meetings and lunches, startled some people. Although it was not ideal for people who have a secret phone, like members of the Amish community. There are reports online about how some Amish people are being shunned after last week's emergency alert outed their hidden cell phones. A former Amish guy on TikTok says that a few of his Amish friends are dealing with backlash because they had their phones on vibrate or with the sound off, and they didn't realize the alert would still make a loud sound.
Yep. Uh-oh.
In some Amish communities, this might be a minor offense, but in others, being shunned is significant.
Yes.
And could involve a difficult separation of the person from the community for an extended period of time.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'd like to always mention this when it comes to these kind of things. This is one of those times where we're asking you to get out of your own skin, your own head and everything, and just have some empathy for another group of people.
Yeah, right. They live in a different kind of culture than we do.
Yeah, for sure. Yep. It ain't for everybody, but it's working for them, and it's been working for a very long time for them. And I admire so much of what I know. I don't want to act like I know a ton about Amish culture or anything. But I admire just in the essence of being able to continue to do something like this in 2023, to be able to still have so much of this. But I will say, too, I've known a handful of Amish people in my time, and mostly from like farmers markets and things like that.
Right.
And this is going back like 15 years ago, and most of them had cell phones. They only used them at the market, and they left them there, like, you know, or they'd leave them in their buggy or something like that when they were done. But they would use the cell phone because it was the only, like, they sold stuff online. That's how they survived. Ask any vendor. It doesn't have to be an Amish vendor. Ask any vendor. It's hard to survive only on farmers markets and things. Mm-hmm. Nowadays, you got to put your stuff on Etsy. You got to put your stuff online. Mm-hmm. And a lot of these Amish
families. You can't do that by borrowing your neighbor's phone.
Yeah.
Because that was the common way to, they need to make a phone call. They need to make an appointment. You go to your English neighbor and you ask to borrow their phone. But it's different ordinung to ordinung what they allow.
Yes, and that's a great point to make, because there's a lot of differences within those, you know, not the Amish, the Mennonite, and all those communities. I know for a lot of them, it's not the use of technology, it's the ownership of technology. You can't own it. You can use it.
Mm-hmm.
You'll go to the library and use the internet. You can, like, you know, use someone else's cell phone kind of thing if they're, you know, you're allowed to do that. I mean, again, and this is case-by-case basis. This is not universal.
No.
But a lot of them, you can still use it. Yeah.
It depends, you know, for their business, too.
Yep.
Some of them, like, if they're a contractor, kind of got to have a phone.
You really do, yeah.
You can't really communicate otherwise.
My parents have a shed in the back that was made from an Amish family.
Oh, okay.
It is one of the greatest things I've ever, like, it's so well built. It's so, my dad and I come from a construction background. The first work I ever did was working with concrete and you know, all those things. And we look at this thing sometimes and we're like, man, I don't know if we can build that. I don't know if we can make that. I don't.
They've been honing their craft for centuries.
I do feel the need to point out that you said that this is working for them. It's working for the patriarchy. Mm. And I feel that is necessary to say.
That's a very good point.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah.
That they do have it a certain way, and it's not necessarily, you know, where we are. Let's put it that way. So, yeah.
Well, I apologize, but I don't know if I completely understand what you mean.
I mean, the men are in power. Right.
That's why I want to make sure I understood what
you meant.
Yes.
And
yes.
what they decide is the decision. It's the rule.
I'm naive with some of this, it's helping me learn some of this to actually talk about it like that. Mm-hmm. So I appreciate that, and I have heard some things like that, but I've never understood completely. I struggle with this with my own culture. It's part of the reason why I can't go full-fledged Jew, if I could be blunt with everybody. Growing up, the two strongest human beings I knew, three of the strongest human beings, two of them were Jewish, and they were Jewish women. And I couldn't understand how, well, my mom and I, one of our dreams is to go to a synagogue together. And we go there, and she's got to go upstairs, and I'm downstairs. My mom can't stand with me. She's more Jew than I am. Like, what are we doing here? Like, there's certain things that have been an issue for centuries, since the dawn of time, almost. That do need to be noted, and I appreciate that, because I didn't know. I've heard of that, but I didn't know that.
Well, a lot from the outside, you look in and think, you know, oh, that's quaint. That's cool that they live old fashioned, and well, but a lot of those values of keeping women subjugated are also, those old fashioned views are still being propagated.
Mm-hmm. Right. And that's for sure. Again, it's not a universal thing in terms of how much.
No, because it depends on the ordinum.
But
the leaders in that area.
Exactly.
You would hope that you could have the culture without that. Mm-hmm. You know, you could have all these other things without that. I wonder if some of those people would want that, though. If you took away their power, would they still want that lifestyle? You know, having that lifestyle makes it a lot easier to control people. Makes it a lot easier to do that.
And, interesting point. Yeah.
Do you love the control or do you love the culture? You know, that kind of thing. It makes it. It makes you wonder that.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting. We will take a break. We're going to come back and we're going to talk about the most sexy accents around the world. It's coming up right here on WFHR, locally grown radio.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
You're at the game with your girl, and you're going to pop the question. So you take a big swig of overpriced liquid courage. You pull the ring out of your pocket, get down on one knee, and then she says, I need to go to the bathroom. And you realize the whole stadium is watching. Proposing on a Jumbotron? Big gamble. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells? Better odds. We're your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to get high-speed internet now. 877-227-0924.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. A frost advisory continues until 9 a.m. this morning. Daytime highs approaching 51 this afternoon under partly cloudy skies. Winds out of the northwest 10 to 20 miles per hour. Overcast tonight, lows around 33. Highs level off around 51. Tomorrow, cloudy skies expected. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 36.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Seth, Melissa, James here with you. We hope you're having a great start to your day out there. Thanks for kicking your week off with us. 424-2600, 715-424-2600. We're calling on all people with accents to call up right now. We're also calling on all of you to let us know your favorite accents, because we're talking accents. Would you be more likely to hook up with someone with an accent? 71% of us find that attractive, but it really depends on where the person's from. Mm-hmm. A new poll ranked various accents across a bunch of different categories. Everything from which ones we find sexiest to which ones we just think sound funny.
Oh, man.
And here's what Americans have to say. Now, I will say...
Americans. Okay,
yeah,
good.
Yeah. Americans will have to say. Yes.
I was like, I bet you American accent didn't fall into that list of sexy.
I think if you look at all the accents throughout the whole world, we have the funniest accents. I think here in this country, I think we have the funniest accents.
What are you saying, Melissa? What are you saying? We're not sexy?
I don't like your accent, Seth.
In Midwestern? Yeah. We're not sexy? I'm sexy.
Especially when you say it like that.
Yeah, it was so good. It was so good.
When your casserole? Sorry, your hot dish?
It's hot dish. It's hot dish.
Hot dish. Here's what America has to say. Dumb bears. The sexiest accent is Australian.
Really?
The rest of the top five are Scottish, English, Irish, and French.
Jeez.
Of course.
You're wrong. They're all wrong.
I don't know about that. You know?
What would you pick?
What?
What accent would you pick as the most sexy?
What is your sexiest accent?
I don't know. I'm with them with the. I always kind of scoffing at the British Isles because it's like all the different British Isle accents. They didn't. What, Welsh didn't make it?
Yeah, right.
No, because we couldn't understand them. So,
I thought French. I think can be pretty sexy. And I know I'm not pandering to him. But Italian is pretty cool, too.
I'm glad you gave that caveat first.
Thank you. Melissa, do you have one in the top of your head, or one did you think is sexier than another?
I have always liked English accents. Mm-hmm. I think they're fun. But also French.
Yeah. Okay. Something about French is that sounds... I don't know. It's just, it's I don't know if it's like the sensuousness of the language.
Yeah, the flowiness, the guttural...
Yeah.
Of the...
Italian is the same. It's very similar, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think through the right voice, that there are even languages that we don't always consider sexy can be, like German or Russian, you know. Mm-hmm. I think when you hear them said a certain way, like, oh, mm-hmm. that's
good. Good point about Russian. I think I like Russian, mm-hmm, too. I think that's kind of sexy, yeah.
The accent we find the least sexy is a New York accent. What are you talking about? Forget about it. American accents dominate this list in general.
Shocking.
The rest of the five least sexy accents are Boston, Midwest, Canadian, and Southern drawl.
Some of the Western United States get out of this.
Pretty much, but what's their accent sound like?
The Western twang has kind of died out. So, yeah, I think you're right.
We pretty much covered all American accents.
Yes.
Like, we are not sexy.
No,
when
not
we
at all.
Talk.
I couldn't disagree more about the Southern drawl. I find that very sexy.
Yes. There you go. Nice.
The most confident accent is Boston. Forget about it. So if you're from Beantown, you might not sound sexy, but you do sound sure of yourself.
Yeah, dominant.
That's so true. That's
the confidence, you know, that could be sexy, so yeah.
A New Zealand accent is next, and then German. Hmm. A Boston accent also ranked first for the most assertive.
Okay.
It must be the hard, you know.
It's the hard R's.
Hit it hard,
It's the hard R's.
Yeah.
It just seems aggressive.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does.
I had a teacher out of UCLA that was German, and couldn't have been nicer, couldn't have been sweeter.
I'm sure.
But if you didn't know the guy, you would think he was a jerk. You really would. Especially when he was trying so hard to speak English, but so much of it was so dark. And it's just, you think you're in trouble and stuff, and he's just asking you what time it is.
Yeah.
The most annoying accent is, again, Boston. New York is next.
Yeah.
It's because it depends on how thick it is, too. Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. The thicker and the less intelligible, I think, can be.
I am going to lose so many people and I'm going to gain so many people on this one. But honestly, I think if I think of my annoying accents, one of them is the wannabe Chicago accent.
Oh, gosh.
I've run into this as a kid where the people that don't actually normally talk like that, but they just bring out the accent when they're trying to sound like they're from Chicago or something like that, when they're actually from Arlington Heights or something, not even from Chicago. Like, that one annoys me. That I think that's the only accent that annoys me is when people are doing, like, they're pandering. They do this in the South sometimes too. Somebody spent 2 weeks in the South and, oh, they're talking like this, y'all.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, no, that does not work for me. No.
No. Well, and it's a great point that accents are, you can change.
Yeah.
You can or not change.
Right.
My parents have lived in South Carolina for over 15 years. There's not a trace of a Southern accent because they did not want to get a Southern accent.
Yeah, they chose not to.
They chose not to. And like you said, there's some people 2 weeks and they're doing that.
Yeah.
I want to put, and I talked to James about this before, so I know it's okay, I think. you know James is from Chicago. In general, he sounds, you know, flat accent. You really don't have anything. But every now and then, the D's, Dems, and Does comes out. You hear it every now and then. And you know, oh, yeah, he's from Chicago. Oh, yes, he is.
I don't know what you're talking about. I've never heard this before. The smartest sounding accent. You're so right. Sorry about that.
The smartest sounding accent is British. German ranked second.
Okay.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm. It does.
The British part doesn't surprise me.
No.
I was a little surprised by the German. I thought that was kind of interesting.
Because all Germans are super intelligent scientists, right?
Right.
Yes.
And evil.
Right. Yeah.
The most romantic, most seductive, and most beautiful accent overall is French.
Okay.
Yeah.
Scottish also made the top three on all of those lists.
What? Sexy? No.
Outlander.
I'm still not buying
that's
it.
That's what they even say in this Outlander article, Melissa.
Yes.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yes.
Wow, that's
that is strong. Why. That is
no.
why.
No,
seriously?
You're not the first
time. Yes. No.
So many women are in love with Jamie Fraser.
Well, because of one guy?
Yeah.
Ah, come on now.
Hey, have you seen it?
No, Seth, I'll tell you this. I've seen a couple scenes from that show, and I get it. That man is beautiful.
He makes Scottish sexy.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean the just because the guy is sexy and he just happens to speak with a Scottish accent, that does not make a Scottish accent sexy. I'm sorry,
Seth. Americans are fickle.
Yeah. I'm as straight as an arrow, and that man is like, that's a beautiful human being right there. That's a beautiful
man crush. And in his I don't know if it's his defense, but the story is beautiful. Like, I don't watch the show, but I love the books. I listen to them a lot. So,
doesn't
I mean, there's
the fact
a lot
that Scottish of Scottish accent is not sexy. I'm still telling you that you make great points, Melissa, but.
I find it a little interesting, though, that it's something like that. She's not alone on this. And not only do they mention this in the article, others have too before, where this accent was never considered that until now. Like, I don't know anybody, even Scottish. I actually have a pen pal kind of friend that I still talk to who was from Scotland. And I don't think even she would say that Scottish is a sexy language. But it's cool how it kind of turned into one. It's kind of cool how this grew. There was, I think, a similar thing with German. Obviously, throughout a certain stretch of our period of time here, the German accent was, you know, you heard it and you flinch or you shun or you're afraid of it.
Of course. Yeah.
We've kind of come around to where we are. We've gotten to a point in society now where it's not just associated with a couple of horrible human beings and all of that and everything. I think the added part is very cool. Very, very, very cool. And they've earned that. They've deserved that.
Well, just like we were talking about, you know, the American Indian languages that need to be kept alive, and all of these different accents, I feel, need to have, you know, their moment, and they need to be kept alive and in common usage.
You make a great point about that. I don't find it sexy, but the Native American accent, that it's I mean, it's different for each group and stuff like that. I find that awesome. I love that accent because I think it's very cool.
I think it helps make us unique.
Absolutely.
You know, and a part of culture and society that I don't want all of us to be the same.
That's
sorry.
Boring.
But it's so boring. Yeah. No, I don't want everybody to think like me and sound like me. That would be terrible.
I would rather
hear myself enough.
I want people to think and like you, Melissa. So
I'm going to throw something at you. Like I almost picked up my coffee. But it would have been a waste.
I'm taking it for you, James. I'm getting away from her anger from you to me. See, I'm helping you. See?
Oh, just wait. You wait.
I'm going to have to separate you two. I'm going to separate you very soon. Very soon. As soon as we get to the top of the hour, which we are about a minute away from.
Spanish, not getting any love. Spanish accent.
I was trying to do an Italian.
That sounded Spanish.
It did sound Spanish. No, you're right. It did. It completely did.
Are you from Barcelona?
I'm a little disappointed to not see Italian on here, but I digress. And finally, the funniest accent in the world is... You want to take any guesses quick?
Funniest accent?
Funniest?
Wow, that's tough. I don't...
You know, honestly, I would say African.
Really?
Yeah. Oh,
okay.
I can see that. Canadian.
Okay.
Scottish is next, and then Australian. So the accents that were also said as the sexiest or most, you know, kind or whatever and all that were also thrown into the funniest accents. That's interesting.
Well, you know what? Love and comedy, they go together.
They do go together.
They do. They really do. and they're wrong. The funniest accent is, of course, the Swedish chef's accent.
Yeah.
That's the funniest accent. That's specifically the Swedish chef doing Swedish.
Yes.
That actual Swedish. That's not actual Swedish. No, but that,
I wonder if Swedish people are offended by him.
I would be. I don't know. We'll take a break. We're going to come back. We got the kitchen.